dance, music, and programming. I know you know what I'm about to say. Yes, it is all connected. You can learn the Melbourne Shuffle nearly instantly if you start with Alan Walker's Faded. There's a springy sound in between the beat past the intro where you contract your core. That's the middle step that divides mere shuffling feet from actual Melbourne Shuffle. The only other thing you have to remember is that the leg you lift goes forward and then you switch legs. The sound controls your body. Start with a slower song or a different genre, and it will be a lot harder. For a person who's just starting, it may be too hard to try to dance to a different song. And music is basically a program. It is just drums, bass, chords, and melodies assembled into a song with an intro and an outro. You can easily break down drums, bass, chords, and melodies into their structure. You can hear it in your ear. You can write it down on paper in color with squiggles and some emphasis here and there. But there is a better way, even better than LMMS. And that way is programming. A song you can program can play forever. And the programming language that you learn along the way is actually a method for interfacing with technology. The GUI is a very slow method of controlling computers. The command line, automation of the command line, and writing commands that you can use and automate is the first and really the only way to get computers to work for us, not against us. And on the other spectrum, you can write a program that will control the way you dance and the very way you move. It is all connected. Sam Aaron is correct in his analogy. We don't learn to write to become a book author. We just need it. And we don't learn programming to sit in an office cubicle all day long.
We do it to save the day, to save some time, and to dance that time away.